Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate.
Jared Middleton, Laurie, morning, boys. How's things?
Yeah, very well. What a weekend we've got ahead of us. We're in the heart of spring, and we've got a new $2 million race at Randwick tomorrow. What are you expecting from the invitation?
Oh, Entrevier is going to be a horse to beat, Jared. No doubt about that. I wouldn't be talking anyone out of backing her. She's got a bit of a tricky draw, though, for Tommy Berry. I imagine you're going to try and follow Sweet Deal and try and get pushed across into some sort of spot where you can get a little bit of cover. But on my map, it looks a little bit tricky for her, but no doubt her two runs leading up to this race have got a prime to run really well in this invitation. But I've gone looking for a little bit of value outside of the favourite, and there's plenty of different angles you can take. A lot of these horses want to try and get back on dry ground. You'd imagine the likes of Sweet Deal wants to get on dry ground. But Nudge was very good first up down there in Melbourne. Usually she doesn't run that well early in her campaign. For second up, she can be dangerous. And Rock O'Clock, as we know, is a second up specialist as well. So plenty of different angles you can use to attack this sort of race. I don't mind Tricky Gal there down the bottom of the weight. So I thought she from Barrier 1 could be a nice, cosy run for Alicia Collett. And I thought her first up run was great. So she's been knocking on the door to win one of these races for a while. I think she might be worthy of an each way play.
What about a horse like Ice Bath? I know it needs a bit of a sting out of the ground, but what about on a good surface?
Yeah, she can handle it, Laurie, but no doubt she's probably a little bit more effective with on a rain-affected track. I'm more concerned about the barrier draw with her for this race. Like, what does Karen do from that gate? Just snag her back and sell her in the second half of the field and hope there's enough tempo in this race? Because the tempo just looks even for a $2 million race, it must be said, which is why I was sort of leaning towards a horse like Tricky Gal can maybe take up a spot from that inside gate. So listen, no doubt her form is absolutely rock solid, Laurie. If it was a wet track, I'd be suggesting that she's a massive, massive chance of winning this race. We're probably not going to get those conditions. And particularly with the rail out 8 metres, it might be favoured towards those horses going to be settling on speed there at Randwick tomorrow.
What about in the Cox Plate tomorrow? Zaki favourite?
I don't know, Laurie. I've got a funny feeling that the money's going to come for Animo late in the piece. I think the Cox Plate, the three-year-olds are always very attractive to punters, particularly on a profile like Animo. Zaki, yep, no doubt. I think James Don's going to ride him in a much different fashion than what we've seen in the last two starts under Craig Williams. I can get him out and get him rolling from about the 600 or 700 metre mark and really try and pour the pressure on and see if he can go with him. No doubt he's going to be extremely hard to beat, but what are you reading from his last two starts? I'm a little bit concerned, to be fair, and I know I've been chasing my tail with his horse. I've been on the wrong leg the whole way through, and I said to you guys previously, if I start potting this horse again, tell me to pull my head in. But I'm almost leaning that way again and sort of looking for different angles in this race. I just think he's been showing a couple of little signs that haven't been great in the Might and Power Stakes, the Underwood Stakes. Just little things like laying in and when they've gone for the whip, he's reacting a little bit differently to maybe what you're wanting to see him do. So I don't know if whether it's just a Caulfield thing, he was on the wrong leg at Melbourne, but I think the one positive for him is that this race sets up really nicely with the way it's going to be running, going to be on speed. I think Mooney Valley is probably a track that might suit him, and getting McDonald back on board is all positive. But is he going as good as what we saw in the Brisbane winter? I'm not too sure.
I'm with you. When we could end up with enormous amounts of egg on our face. So what about the Animo fans here on the text line? Goodness me. Middo, do you recall how I declared Animo the best colt since Pierrot? Well, you said Piero, and now everyone is starting to see why, including Pengilly. He wins tomorrow from the car park. Mm. Then we will look back in years to come and say he was a freak, says LP at Manly, and then there's more.
Oh, they're into you here too, Adam. Middo. Yeah. Has Pengilly conceded Enemo is a freak yet? Just won the highest rating guineas in the last decade now. With the best race in the country tomorrow. Best colt in the last 20 years. Tommy from Mudgee. So they're into you this morning, mate.
I'm not conceding anything, Loz. I think he's a very, very good colt, but I want to see him stand up there tomorrow and get the job done. And James has said they're going to ride him a little bit quiet from the gate with Craig Williams. So it'll be fascinating to see how the tactics play out in the first couple hundred metres. Well, I still think the other three-year-old in the race, Captain Wants, not a bad each-way play. With a lightweight from Barrier 1 for Daniel, I can just see him punching up and trying to get the box seat. And I think his two best performances so far have been at a mile in his career. So there's nothing to me to suggest that he won't relish the 2,000 metres. I'm not saying Animo is going to flounder at the 2,000 metres either, but I just think that cutting on from that inside gate might be worth a place ticket in the race there tomorrow.
What about the other big race on tomorrow, the Bondi Stakes?
Yeah, the money's come for Halal, hasn't it? He was very good winning the Stan Fox there last start, and the market sort of flipped itself on its head after Coast Watch probably went up favourite a little bit earlier in the week. It looks like a race probably in two tomorrow at this stage. Halal's been a bit of a frustrating horse. They've tinkered with his gear so much this campaign, but he finally looked like he found some form there yesterday. I would not argue with some people who suggest he's one of the best bets on the program. Looks extremely hard to beat to my eye.
Okay, what's your best?
Yeah, I'm not really attacking this Randwick program with too much vigour, to be fair, Jared. It's a bit of a tricky program for mine, so I'm just looking for a bit of value. Race 5, number 5, Prime Stars, my best value on the program. I've got a few question marks over Cryideris in this race. He's going to come up favourites. Had plenty of trials. The Queensland horse, to be fair, Emerald King's got that really rock-solid Winter Carnival form through Safane, leading through the Stradbroke. But I think Prime Star's been running in some really good races this campaign. I think he finally gets his chance to run well at some sort of price there tomorrow. And as I forecast earlier, I think my tip in the invitation is going to be on each way basis. Race 9, number 11, Tricky Girl. Loved her first up run. I think Barrier 1 does her a lot of favours here. I think she can be somewhere in the finish. So race 5, number 5, Prime Star, the value. And race 9, number 11, Tricky Gal, the value in the invitation as well.
$9.50 and $11 respectively, your two selections. And Loz's Multi, Oh President to place. Disappointing first up, you'd have to say. Into Gravina to win, $9. Give it strength, Adam.
Yeah, Oh President needs to improve, Jerry, but he's more than capable of that. He'd love a drop of rain there tomorrow before race time. And Gravina is flying this campaign without luck. I've only got one little concern in that race. I think Bellucci Babe's going great guns his preparation, Jared. So she's a legitimate danger, but Gravina has got his hoof on the till and go very close there in the last tomorrow.
And just lastly, so we can nail you to it, your Cox Plate pick?
Oh, very elegant, Jared. Very elegant.
Love it.
Going to stick with that. She's the champion. I think she can bounce back from her below par performance in the Turnbull. I think Captivon might be a place play in the race as well.
Mate, you have a great weekend.
See you, boys.